Hallelujah! Christ is risen. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. Bountiful God, you gather your people into your realm, and you promise us food from your tree of life. Nourish us with your word, that empowered by your Spirit, we may love one another and the world you have made. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated.
First reading, a reading from Acts. During the night, Paul had a vision. There stood a man of Macedonia pleading with him and saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." When he had seen the vision, we immediately tried to cross over to Macedonia, being convinced that God had called us to proclaim the good news to them. We set sail from Troas and took a straight course to Samothrace, the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is a leading city of the district of Macedonia and a Roman colony. We remained in this city for some days. On the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate by the river, where we were supposed there was a place of prayer, and we sat down and spoke to the women who had gathered there. A certain woman named Lydia, a worshiper of God, was listening to us. She was from the city of Thyatira, and a dealer in purple cloth. The Lord opened her heart to listen eagerly to what was said by Paul. When she and her household were baptized, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come and stay at my home." And she prevailed upon us. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray Psalm 67 responsively. May God be merciful to us and bless us. May the light of God's face shine upon us.
Let your way be known upon earth, your saving health among all nations.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the peoples with equity and guide all the nations on earth.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
The earth has brought forth its increase. God, our own God, has blessed us.
May God give us blessings, and may all the ends of the earth stand in awe.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Second reading is a reading from Revelation. And in the Spirit, one of the angels carried me away to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God is its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations all walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. Its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. People will bring into it the glory and the honor of the nations. But nothing unclean will enter it, nor anyone who practices abomination or falsehood, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb, through the middle of the city, of the street of the city. On either side of the river is the tree of life, with its 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit each month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Nothing accursed will be found there anymore, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be written on their foreheads. And there will be no more night. They need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God. Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus answered Judas, not Iscariot, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now that I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe. The Gospel of the Lord. Our Pacifica Synod Assembly was held here in San Diego the last 3 days, and Pete and Solvay Fuentes and I were the voting members seated at a table with St. Peter's. Jeff Coors was also there as a voting member. He's elected to our Synod Council, so in that role he gets to attend the Assembly as well. There were over 300 voting members of the Assembly for the Pacifica Synod. This is the church, including Hawaii, from San Diego up to a small part of Orange County up to LA. There were almost that many, over 300 volunteers. Thank you to those of you who came and volunteered, and presenters and workshop and presenters and visitors. It was a very good, busy business meeting. Also inspiring worship times and presentations. Both the Bible study leader and the keynote address, their speaker, spoke about this passage from the book of Revelation that we just heard this morning. That beautiful image of the river of life flowing out through the city, and the tree of life that grows on the banks of that river, this tree that provides food, nourishment, 12 months of the year, this tree that has branches on it that are for the healing of the nations, healing for all people. As I listened to Dr. Barbara Rossing and Dr. Ben Stewart talk about those healing leaves being laid on the wounds of the earth and the wounds of the creatures that walk upon the earth, I started thinking about where those healing leaves are needed right here, right now. During the Assembly, I got word of the death of Laura Thompson's sister, Betty. Those healing leaves from the tree of life are pressed onto the hearts of Laura and her family as they mourn and grieve the loss of their dear sister. I thought of the wounds of anxiety and worry that are for so many parents. They need those healing leaves pressed onto their wounds as they work to parent, to teach, to instill values and priorities and joy for their children, not only for the little ones, but also for those grown children as well. Those leaves of healing are for them. I thought of our elderly who so often carry wounds of loneliness or isolation, wounds of growing physical limitations and increased dependence on others. I thought of those people who live with depression or addictions or mental health issues. I thought of those people who live with secrets, with burdens of regret or fear that keep them awake at night. The wounds of each of us, although different are still similar as we walk with those wounds through our journey in life. The readings today are about hardship and suffering in the daily existence, and yet at the same time, these readings evoke the deepest longings of the human heart for life in all of its fullness, life that is healed and whole. In the gospel passage from John, Jesus tells his disciples that he will not always be with them. He is speaking to them about their fears and their anxiety. In fact, they're almost despair at the thought of Jesus not being with them. And he offers them a choice. He says, "Those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them." Eugene Peterson, in his translation of the Bible called The Message, puts the last part of that passage in a rather homey style. It says, if we keep God's word, God will move right into the neighborhood. God shares the neighborhood with us if we choose to live there. And if we do choose to live in that neighborhood, then we embody God's word, God's love for the world, for all nations, for all peoples, for all the neighborhood. Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do not let them be afraid." Jesus says he'll be with us right here, even in the scary times, even in the times of anxiety, even in the times when those wounds that we carry are visible, not only to our own psyche, but to those around us as well. He is with us as we strive to love one another and to live life in its fullness. It's the same idea from that Jesus was talking about that is in that passage from the book of Revelation. A choice is offered. Jesus says, God's moving into the neighborhood. The writer of the book of Revelation says, you make a move. You make a move. Move into the city of God, the city with its river of life that flows right through that city. Move into God's holy neighborhood. Move into that neighborhood that is the new Jerusalem, the city that comes down from heaven from God. And the presence of God permeates everything. The gates in this city are always open. The gifts of creation and the abundance of that city are available always for all people, for all nations, for all the world, for all God's creatures. And in that city, that new Jerusalem, that neighborhood where we're invited to live, the virtues of kindness, justice, truth, grace, love, righteousness on earth. This is a vision that John puts out for us. This vision of God's city that we're invited to live in. What a vision for the world. What a vision for a congregation. To live in a neighborhood with the gates always open, with a welcome and an extension, with an offer of kindness and healing for all. But this isn't a new vision. We pray for this every time we say the Lord's Prayer. We pray every time we say the Lord's Prayer, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." That's what these healing leaves on that river, on that tree of life, on the banks of the river of life, That's what these healing leaves are all about, that God's will be done here, now, in our neighborhood. It was really fun for me listening to Dr. Rossing these last days talk about this passage, because she gets all excited about the Greek words that it's written in. And she would just get, oh, listen to this. And then she'd say the word and say, do you know what that means? Do you know what that means in English? She would be reading this little passage, and she pointed out that the words in this passage from the book of Revelation, where it says the leaves are for healing, the Greek word there is therapeia. Have you heard any word like that? Therapeia? Any of you ever done therapy of any sort for healing? Well, that word, therapeia, can also be translated, not healing, but saving, salvation, the goal of everything. Sometimes we think about salvation as something that'll happen after we die. You know, we're going to be taken and God will save us. We're taken away from what we are. Save me from this time of trial, we say. But it's not just save me from the time of trial. It's heal me right here, right now. This isn't a pie in the sky by and by. This is right here, right now. And we pray for that every time we say the Lord's Prayer. God intends this for us, to save, to heal, to restore, to redeem the life of all creation. And don't we need that? Don't we need that healing, that saving, that grace of Jesus Christ right now? This isn't a dream about some future day. This is about God's dream, God's plan for us now. God invites us to live in this neighborhood where God's presence, God's embodiment is tangible in a body. That's us, the body of Christ in the neighborhood. God has moved into the neighborhood. These scripture passages are powerful because in the midst of our wounds of anxiety and fear and hopelessness, our dreams of a future life with God break into our present. We are assured that good overcomes evil, that love overcomes hate, hope overcomes despair, life overcomes death. And when does that happen? Now, here. God is in our neighborhood, and we are invited to be a part of that community, to be a part of this ongoing feast. Can you see God in your life, in your neighborhood? And where are the wounds that need to have these healing leaves from the tree of life pressed into them now? What are the hungers in your life, in your neighborhood, in our congregation, in our neighborhood here? What are the hungers that need to be fed from that tree of life with its fruit that's produced 12 months out of the year, that nourishes and satisfies all the time? God is building this city and invites us, his body, his hands, to come to that river and be healed and be saved. And not only us who are in these four walls right now, not only us, but all the nations, all creation, all of God's people. This is God's neighborhood. And God's at home here. God's at home with all of God's creatures and all of God's creation. Let us pray. God of healing and salvation, help us to trust that you are here. Help us to see you in this city of grace where we are your body for the world. Continue to send your Spirit to us as we embody your love and hope and healing for ourselves and for all your creation. Amen.